Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard to live it, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
That's wonderful, Sam Crooks.
Again,
favorite tune. Change is gonna come. All right. This is a very good moment. We have an opportunity when we're alive to look to our brain to guide us. And we are living in a time that is, it is a time of opportunity. Find the realization to understand the human life on earth. Now, looking at it from this point of view, whenever the word deceived. The word deceived. Have you ever think about it? All right, let me tell you the effect. And to bring close, you know, come into the relevance of what I'm talking about. that we are in a time of opportunity, because most of us have been born into a cultural setting. That has nothing to do with the trees and the hills and the birds. What I'm saying only affects human beings. The birds, no, they are minding their own business, and if they suffer from what we do, because, I mean, a lot of things that we do affect the other lives around us. But it is a time of opportunity for us to realize, because a lot of us, like myself, grow up in the church, and we think the church is the right place to be. It will be too terrifying. It is too terrifying for us to just get to understand it? No. And some people may sense something but can't unravel it. And they may be in denial of the very thing that they want to affect. But because it takes education, it takes information to get us into the knowledge of it. Otherwise, we are not going to understand it. And we will always see the church as a place where God is calling us to come on home. And not no go like that. I had time to think a lot about the life, the human life, and how we live. And of course, I only grew up with the church on my mind, because there was no other education, you know. And I was not of the state of mind that I need to know certain things, because I just grow up and in content with whatever affects me automatically. But I happen to live long enough to at least begin to want to know things that affect us human beings. I wanted to know more than whatever the little I do think about. And it is in the process of reading, and don't have anybody as an influence to it, that's how I began to see and make sense of the world. Well, what happened? What I have found out, and I realize how much a fortune it is to realize the things I have read in the world history textbook. For someone like me who grew up in a church, and of course I was what you'd call a normal person that is dumbed down by the environment I'm in. So I am well behaved and honest and everything like that. No violence or nothing hateful. I love and respect, right, my environment. And when I read and found out something that was far away from relevant with the church, you know, it is beyond just ordinary hurts, beyond ordinary hurt. Because I would never imagine the world is set up like that. I think there should be harmony, and not just in a little neighborhood, but all over the place. But that's not the case. However, though, that's what it was. That's what human society was before, what they call now, before Christ. Before Christ. All right. So I talk about that. We are in a time of opportunity to find out, because that's what happened to me. And, you know, I am a pariah now. I mean, Christian people, who, you know, that I was a part of, I mean, they're, you know, I've close people to me that they just don't want to talk to me again. And I really haven't done them anything that is negative and hurtful. No. But that's the way they see it. They see me as somebody that they are not to talk to. And I'm saying, well, wait a minute now. It should be the other way around. They should be trying to help me if they find something is wrong with what I'm thinking. But I'm talking what I read. And I read certified history that the issues I read in history, history doesn't ask you to believe it. It just tells you, and you can go and find whatever you want to find because it's there. So I tell you that I want to read to you what is making us lose the opportunity. Deceived. D-E. Deceive. The word deceive is a serious word, and a lot of people don't take it seriously, just use it casually. But we are buried in deception. We are deceived. Now, when you are deceived, it means you are swindled, which means somebody is taking something from you, and they may be taking it from you consciously, but a simple, simple little mathematics, you would find out that somebody is cheating you. But because you didn't have that knowledge, they deceive you. Right? So, to show you the world that we grew up in, now that they call now AD and Adamani era. We don't understand what that is. The word I'm telling you, that is exactly what the Bible is. The Bible is a book of deception. And who's going to accept that? No, I mean, people who have their minds settled and God, the Lord, they don't associate it with any bad thing that the Bible says. Believing Christian people, Christianity that is made by the uncivilized white people, they have a reason. They have an agenda, and they write and tell you what their agenda is, and they make up their mind that black people will never see white people trying to live like them in the context. Like, they would really like to live together and have love and respect like they love their own people. You'll never see them do that because they are sodomites. Are, you know, a mixed blood people, them, okay, that exploit whatever they can exploit and put themselves in power. Okay? And not until the black people come get realization and acquaint with the history that established this civilized world, if you don't get that, these sodomite people will rule until you're dead and your next generation comes, and they're going to do the same thing. But if today the black people realize and get out of this Bible deception, it wouldn't be long. When I say long, it wouldn't take a week for these white people to realize they need to go back where they come from. Right now, they're not thinking that, because they think they deceive us. And they are in a context right about that. But there's a context with a different jurisdiction. There is the context, whereas they don't deceive us in a way them safe to hold their position. They are very vulnerable, very vulnerable. And they think they have it made because they are uncivilized. They are not all the way up to the top. Okay? So, yes, if they are smarter than what they show themselves to be today, feel safe and think that all is going to be well with their position, because they are in a criminal position. Everything that they labor and do over the past 2,000 years is adding to their formula of deception. That's all they work for, because they start to reap the sweet of what they do over 2,600 years ago. They find out that black people is never going to care, not going to care about what they do, so they can both kill and extract everything that they want. Make phony law, mock government, because you can't raise up another government than the government that's been here thousands and thousands of years ago, right? But they come up now and find out that they can sidestep us and make up anything they want. And even say, time begin just the other day before Christ. Not before Christ, but after Christ. What happened before Christ was the civilized human time, when it's not an era that ends. The human civilized era don't end. But these sodomite white people do say that. They turn everything upside down. And the mystery of all of this has to do with the history itself. When they write and said BC versus AD, and say AD is in the year of our Lord. I mean, these idiots forget that they're not writing reality. You see what I mean? And if you kill them dead, they're going to hold on to, yes, it's true. In the year of our Lord. Yeah. They say that is one of the languages they call it. Okay? Nowhere in history can they prove what they are saying is true about Jesus Christ. You know, and they should have known, but they can't. They have too much at stake for them to tell the truth. Them have to lie and hope for the best. Maybe that's what they're doing. But how they are thinking. But I can only surmise that they don't have time to think about their vulnerability and what they're doing. What has happened in the world is into the world history textbook. And what these people have done to screw up the world is mixed blood in their brain. Cause them to have this this higher sense of reason than they would have had. And why they want their own world and want to drag the black people into their kind of function. Can't you see? You see? So we, as it is, black people are under swindle and is being defrauded. And a lot of people know that, but they still in the church. They're not, you know, they don't know if they are going or coming because go to church. Certainly short of the knowledge of your own history. You don't know that. And you're ready to go and kill your own people because the white people say them wicked, them bad and stuff like that. You don't read well enough to make distinction and to know that what you read about Adam and Eve in a garden cannot be true. Once you believe that Adam and Eve thing is true, and you read all these old bunch of garbage about talking serpents and all those things, you believe. You believe wise men follow stars. You believe Jesus born of a virgin. All those things, it is because you are swindled. It is because you are defrauded. It is because you are being cheated. You are being tricked. You are under hoodwink. You are under oak. You are duped. Okay? You are taken in. It's not a joke. The meaning, in other words, for being deceived is to cause to believe what is not true. You ever think about that? And going to your own soul and search you? And you'll think that, oh, because so many people in the world go to church and accept this church and that church, your brain will have to do a specific conscious process of what the world history tells us. When they said, if you say you don't matter with history, then why do you think they tell you about DC? The civilized life that happened. If we did not have civilized ancestors, we would not be here. You think about that. There's a reason why these white people are blood-owned. The reason why they take what the black people have. When I say take, of course, stealing, seizing. Right? Why they write their own law by the so-called Pope and Emperor that they create civilized law. They create their own world, and they decided that they're coming with it. As long as we accept that they really have government power. They no have no government power. They are sodomite. And anybody a sodomite is never in their right civilized. They have not achieved civilized mind. All these people you see look like them are white people and stuff like that, and they're talking, and you know, it's like there's hardly any difference between you and them, except you'll have to like get into their politics and stuff like that and find out that them are no good somebody. You see what I mean? So they're breeding. They interbreed with black people. It's the pay. In South Europe, when Africans migrating out of Africa, going across Asia, these sodomites hold them down and grind them, right? They impregnate them, and don't joke about that. They've been around 2 million years. The first ancestor is Homo erectus, and many, many thousands of years later, they met with the Neanderthals, higher human being than they are, like the the third human development. And they interbreed up. So it's like they are beating nature. When they reproduce with this higher blood, that's what they become. All right. Neanderthals are pretty close to what the hybrid people are. Pretty close. And the reason is they come from the base humanoid. The base humanoid. Homo sapien. Homo sapien. Homo sapien base gave two subgroups come out of Homo sapien. And the two subgroups are Neanderthals and the black people. And the black people did not come out through a sexual act. It was by DNA fertilization in vitro in gastro. Is genetic manipulation. That's how the African breed of ethnic people come about. And that's the problem today, where we don't understand the fact for the basis of who we are. We don't understand that. And we don't understand what is causing the turmoil in the world. Thing else, the church that we black people grow up in, it is because there is knowledge the white people have that 2 million years they never had. So since they go through this channel of trying to raise their blood value to breed with those who are of a higher level, this is how they become able to do what they're doing. White people not supposed to be doing the kind of thing that they're doing because they're never, ever able to do intellectual stuff. And if you read history, you will find out that, you know, I mean, a little beyond 12,000 years, or from 12,000 years coming forward, go research and find out what they were capable of, find out. And you will see that nothing that we are thinking is true or is going to help until we come down to face the real ground, truth on the ground. So, black people are in denial and they don't know because they think church is a good thing. Church is what put them in the dumpster. That's where the white people want black people, in the church, because it is a mental dark house once you're in the Christian church. Any one of them, Islam, Judaism, and Christianity. Dumb. So I show you when you are deceived. It's like you take tranquilizers. The deception that the white people use on the black people, it's like tranquilizer or gate rape. Basically, that's what is happening now. So you see like the government, they call the federal government and stuff like that. The federal government is nothing more than fucking a dog. Okay? Because that's what they do. They are dog fuckers. When they're talking about they have a government, I can show you any given day that it's not the government they have. How do they have a government that make law to kill the black people?
and thou they turn and make us slave and lynch us and everything like that. And sit there like everything is all right.
Tell me, you think that we are in our right minds? Of course not.
And what I am talking about right now, I think anybody that listens to me in any kind of way, they get the message. They get the message that I am not like them. I am not like them. I am born to experience the truth. And that's what that happened. When nobody really do something to meet that need and quest for information, that I, you know, I would greatly appreciate, there's no one. See, even those who thought that they were doing the Lord's work and stuff like that was totally in vain. And that's what these white people, through this little, what you call it, modern time, little intelligence that they have. Now, they are the ones that think like that. You don't see the way they behave. Now, why do you think white people would behave like that? If confusion is not underneath our roots. Confusion that we don't know. Well, I say it is a time of opportunity. I, as foolish as I was, but sensible enough to want knowledge. And you can't get knowledge unless you go through words. You have to go through words. Now, if somebody use words and manipulate you, deceive you, swindle you, cheat you, then you can tell what is wrong somehow, right? Because if you were keeping things in line and meeting expectations, you know, and keep things the way it's supposed to, well-regulated, you'd run into the problem. But because you have too much loose ends, right? Somebody can come in, fool you. Right. The wisest thing to do in this world is to accept words as the medium by which we understand things. So therefore, when people talking, you are to listen. And you must know what you are saying to people as well. Because that's where we control life, is by knowing what's going on. And that's why we communicate to know what's going on. Listen, I am in a good position since I start reading anointing. Because the black people are relegated in such a way that we take insult for what I call it. You know, we take insult for an invitation. You know? And the way we're the black people level of understanding is, it's too far to help us. Because anything these white people set up with their education, if we don't reason beyond that, pretty soon our humanity will disappear, and they will be here as sodomites as ever, enjoying everything that they robbed from us. Now, they make it difficult because us to stand up and tell them that you don't have any government and stuff like that. Now, it is possible for you to do it, but it won't be possible unless you understand the history. They can't get rid of the World History textbook. They can't. They just can't. You know. Can't talk about another world order and fool us to think and relate to it. You know, so they can drag you anywhere they want. Drag you. But if you are loaded,
with the knowledge and all acts, evil acts that they have done, and place themselves into position. It's not theirs, all right? But unless we can show it's not theirs, we don't have any. We don't have any way of retrieving what is ours. Pope will apologize for sins of Catholics. Pope John Paul II will make sweeping confession Sunday of the sins of Catholics from antiquity to modern evil, Vatican official said Tuesday. Now, have you ever heard anybody talk about this and lament about this? Have you? That's good if you do. Right? What you feel about it now? It says 2,000 years ago, this article was written. Pope will apologize for sins of Catholics. Kathleen Grossman, USA Today, 2000. Right? I happen to just, you know, bounce into a few things that I find significant. But you hear nobody talk about them. Black people believe into the AD Anadamani world. You see what I mean? And we are confused for a long, long time. I'm really looking at it. I grew up into Christmas, you see, and Easter. And I remember graphically that was the normative thinking on planet Earth. Never heard nobody at all murmur and lament about the right world to live in. They think about going to heaven. You see, and everything black people believe is confused and corrupt. And I am thinking about it from I was a boy. The entire world is corrupt. And what black people believe, Chinese, Indian, they're all together, those of them who are still, you know, among the masses and church believing. What we believe is that Satan was thrown down from heaven and caused sin on earth. Now, when I grow up now and over 50 and began to read and find out, none of those things are true. Of those things are true. And it took me a while. But, you know, I had my entire life to find out. So wherever it is going to take me, I'm going to take the journey to find out. And I can tell you, if I were like many believing Christians, I wouldn't find out anything. But you see, I don't have to end what I am thinking to examine something else. I was never afraid of that because I think that, all right, if what I have is not as good as yours, I'll find out. I'll make a decision after I review what is in front of me and see whether or not time for me to move on. You see? But, my friend, what I am telling you is hard now to convince ethnic African world to get out of the Christian church, to take up their history. You see? Because all of them have a heavenly mind. For them, Jesus come and fulfill the Old Testament prophecy. It never happened, though. It doesn't happen. But they believe it. Believe it. It is because they are duped. I was duped. But like I say, the difference is I never felt like I don't want to know anything else besides what I know. I know that, look,
I am not going to, I'm not going to dump what I understand and know it to be true. If somebody contrasts it and it doesn't prove that they are really overturning the value of what I know. Now, if I find out there are problems with what I believe, what I know, not even talk about belief, but what I identify as the truth. If I find out that what I believe is not correct, I'm going to go into it. I'm going to search it out. I do, because guess what? If I have something that is not correct, why shouldn't I want to know? And the same knowledge I use to attach myself as my knowledge, why can't I use that same knowledge to determine whether or not, you know, maybe it's not everything about what I have is wrong, but maybe something is need to be tuned up. So this is what I'm trying to say. Why is it I would be afraid or negligent to get the added knowledge to make my understanding thorough? Why should I? Right. So somebody who is stupid and have been duped, and okay, your knowledge of stuff. You think that, okay, you are all right, and you don't want to know nothing else. Now, this is where the black people are, because we are prejudiced against history itself. And if you bring up something like, what happened to your birth certificate? Do you totally respect and accept that it is, you know, you're up to the level now that you believe, yes, it's not nothing, it is something, right? And that something is present. So that's the time to talk about what you believe. When you know it, and it's true. But what do you know about God and Jesus that is true? Okay? We believe it when nobody has gone far enough to push us from where we're standing and from what we're thinking and cause us to think. You see? Now, until somebody do it, it might arise in your own mind, or somebody else approach you. Now, when it happened, that's the time when you would ordinarily have an opportunity to realize something different. Either something you need to add or something you need to take away. Right? But before we are dead, what we are to do is seek to find the truth. And we don't walk from one place to the other and say we have the truth. You have to take an inventory, right? And see how things work in reality for yourself. If you can't do that, you will always be, you will always be exploited by the system of believing wrong. You believe wrong. Okay? So we should not be hindered by using our intellect to understand things. Don't think that it's too difficult for you to understand. As long as you have some energy and your mind is still working good, right? Approach the thing. And try to find out, because all of us have the sense of reasoning. But if we are duped, if we are single, and we are fully persuaded in what we are thinking or believing, then we don't have any chance of redemption. We cannot be redeemed, right? So the thing is, protect yourself. Don't give in to something until you understand it. But please, have interest in understanding it. Have interest. Because you think that because you pay attention to something and try to find out what it's saying, you think that a week, you're weak and you're falling away. That's not true. Your sense of distinction is supposed to be good enough for you to look at something and and see what it says and can compare it with something else. Now, if you can't tell whether you're right or wrong, that's a bad, bad state. Well, hold on a second. And so, thank you. This is what it is, what it boils down to. Get yourself in yourself and take it from out there, okay? Because it's the only way you will listen to what I'm saying and decide, but you know what? It's making sense. You have to be serious. And you have to see what I'm saying when I say, look, you don't give up your belief, right? Don't give up your belief. But you just don't have a belief that you can't check. You know, if you have a belief where you don't check, and look, you will be all right. Until you check it out, right? Well, what if two men want to say them in love with you and stuff like that? I want to marry you. What do you do? You come out to the two of them, right? And if you like the two of them, but to make the commitment now. To make the commitment. All right. I don't want to put it just one way now. Both ways. Both ways. It works both ways, right? I want the distinction to be understood because it's personal. And if you are not using your own independent judgment and stuff, you're not making it. You're not making it. And you will not make it. You have to find the part of your brain that make you more diverse but stable. That means you know when to throw away something from when to keep it. So how do you make this decision between two things? In this case, a serious proposition. You're getting up in age and, you know, it's time to do stuff. So you now have this proposition. I know a friend of mine who had a proposition like that and make a choice. She make the choice of choosing one. And I tell you, her choice wasn't good. That's right. Her choice was not good. But my point is, she made a choice. Right or wrong, she made a choice. She is able to say, well, the reason why she made that choice. You see that? Yes. But guess what? She knows better than anybody else she was wrong. But that's her fault. What I'm trying to say to you, see, this person developed that sense of distinction. She look at the both of them and choose one. Now, well, you think I'm going to go through no changes because she make a bad choice? No, that was her judgment. She didn't mess up anything else. She only messed up herself in her error. But guess what? That was her choice. She will have to go back to the drawing board now and fix her mind and justify herself. Say, well, that was what happened. And move on. Right? Yes. So what I'm trying to say to you, if you're a believer and you just live on Bible verses and stuff like that, and you don't know where you are reading and stuff, you're not in a good position. Because the world is passing you by, and you think is what you're reading in the Bible telling you about the world that is passing you by. I am telling you this because I found out
something about the world I am born and raised up in with the churches. And look, I am very serious when it comes to this. I cannot tolerate something like the Bible and the churches that I was born up around. I know that it's all sodomites set up the whole thing, and the way the history shows, they come from uncivilized level of life. They were not real human beings, right? And the interbreeding, like I say, bring them to where they are. And the place is in Europe, where they have the black people and breed them up until they got what they want. Today, my friends, that represent the church, the white people them, and the Bible and the church. And they, over 12,000 years, realized that they have to do something with their newfound intelligence. And that's what they have done. You see what I mean? Now, it is the new, what they call it, the evidence is here. They always talk about Indo-European as representing white people. But now they have it. They have that updated to proto, I-N-D-O, hyphen, European. Proto-Indo-European. Okay? They go to Europe and put on a name too. Aryan. They go to India and was deceiving the Indian people them too. They know how to work the tricks. It's just that white people don't know where to stop. You see, they mix, their head is mixed up and they and add and subtract and do a lot of things. Socially, they don't have a good judgment on that. It's like they don't care about killing you if you are in their way and preventing them. They don't care nothing about that. Because, like I said, they still have the uncivilized genome inside of them. So they interbreeding what they have and get something in their brain, but they don't get it down in their heart, down in their gut. You see? And why this, the hormones that they are secreting in their body is not the same like other people, like the hybrid people. It's different. So they can interbreed as much as they want. So I guess to lengthen their longevity, right? Because they are up for extinction, right? Because their first ancestors are all dead out. All of the hominid and humanoid people, them dead out. So their ancestors died out, and even the Neanderthals that they interbreed up with and upgraded themselves from the Neanderthals, because now they interbreed up with the African people who are in the same range of blood frequency, and they can interbreed with the African people. That's what they did. And it's the reason why it's the church, white people, them running the world, the church, can't you see? That's right. So they come get that little brain from our blood and then just use it for their sodomite way of life until they want to make us know that we have to come on and eat them. But we have to come on and eat them when we don't know what they're doing. You see, tell you now that they cast a spell on us that we turn fool. Tower of Babel. And that's what they're writing about in the Bible, but we don't know. Whenever God came down, these are a whole bunch of nonsense we are believing.
You know, God don't come down from nowhere. No devil wasn't cast down from anywhere. There was no inner no garden anywhere. Now, when you want to get it straight like that, then you're on to something. But if you go into church where you have prayer meeting and prayer breakfast and all these old bunch of something, you know, even at the White House, they have prayer breakfast and have chaplain and all these kind of stuff. You see, they know that something exists and they know that policy is the way of life because they're faggots. They know that. So now that you see the reason why with the intellect they have, they're blind, they're all these things. So these people weren't able to make clothing or not like that 2 million years ago. Until 12,000 years ago, they've started to, you know, interbreed and have their own white people. See, the note, this is one thing I take to mark these white people, that they are a part of the stippy reconstruction of themselves to go up higher, right? Yes. And that they would impact the African people in such a way that they don't know themselves. So they come with their sodomy now to make sure that black people come sodomy. That's what the Bible is about. Now, if you block yourself from understanding things, you will stay right where you are, and you will be afraid for people to argue with you. Look, I'm not afraid of nobody arguing with me about what I think. I want people to argue with me. I don't bar anybody proposition. I want to talk. If I am wrong, I want to see it. And if you touch the button that proves that something is wrong, now it's time for me to yield up and straighten up and fly right. See, because when you have to admit that you are wrong about something, it doesn't mean that you gone backward. You went forward. You do went forward. So I'm telling you, what we have here, like what the Pope apologized for sins of Catholics, all of these people are the new wave of African people that they call proto. What is proto? You know, here's the reason why they call themselves proto. I guess, you know, a lot of people they would know. Proto. All right. What does proto mean? And it says here, a combining form, meaning, a combining form, meaning. First, foremost, why these Homo erectus humanity? Why they begin to call themselves proto, first and foremost? It means it's the regenerating of themselves by interbreeding. They don't do it for nothing. They do not do it for nothing. Like the foremost, the earliest form of. You see, and for them, the earliest don't mean their first Homo erectus. They're talking about the first of their new birth. You see, intermingling, miscegenation, you see? That's what it means. Why there are no proto, because this is the most intelligent part of white people. 2 million years. If the black people never come here, if the gods never came here, if the gods never come here, there would be no civilization whatsoever. But they feel like they are, they can do without all of that clarity that only means something to us, the hybrids. And of course, them don't care nothing about the gods, because them feel like them have enough intelligence to steal and thief everything they want and get along in life. That's what they think. But they can't get along without black people, though, you know. They cannot, and they know it. Stand against them unless we know our stuff that is above them, you see. Because they, I mean, if they're still fucking dogs, cats, and everything, and fucking their own ass, if they're doing all of that, my friend, we must not allow the little upliftment of civilized knowledge. We're only in their head, not in their genome. We must make that throw us off the track. I mean, I come to read and find out and see these things. I mean, nobody, you know, is pinning me out, you understand. This is within the little knowledge base that I have, right? And I'm standing up for it. And I'm looking forward for very critical things to happen in our lifetime before we dead soon, right? Because the truth is the truth. And when we have all these kind of hypocrisy and corruption that we are believing, no, we must get it out. You know, because here they're telling you things for you to be affected by and help yourself by the knowledge. Don't make them drag the dung in there. But if you are believing and helping people, just depending on people to talk and tell you comforting things, it's not going to work. Because, see, they have been doing these things over the past, especially, I mean, the 12,000 years, but they were not that big a problem, direct problem to us, until they developed their scheme against the black people. And we see the result of it. You know, when, before they came out with big, what you call it now, inauguration. The day of inauguration for these proto-Hindo-Europeans is 509 BC. That's the time when they begin to affect us in a political way. Prior to that, they were affecting us as criminals, underground criminals that come at night and steal where you have your business or whatever, and kill people. That's the way they were, the level that they were on, right? And they are the ones that create the three churches, if you don't know. You see, and come and write all kind of thing about black people, about being Jewish, and about being all kind of stuff, and about Abraham, and all that. They're the ones that write those things. We did not. So, I am saying to you, if you're not able to read and understand for yourself, you're not into this thing, and they're going to carry you with them. So, it goes on. They are telling you that the very place where they removed the king at St. Peter's Basilica, that's the place they did the inauguration of themselves. Right? So it says, the Vatican released a lengthy document Tuesday analyzing the theological underpinnings of the gesture, memory and reconciliation, the church and the false of the past, written by an international panel of evangelical at the Vatican's request, calls the Pope's commitment an act of courage and humanity. Not humanity, but humility. Document acknowledges that something is not so right. And they are saying that the simple admission of faults
might look like acquiescence in the face of accusation made by those prejudicially hostile to the church. Right? The document Pope will address, including wars of religion, abuses during the Crusades. See, they started out with terrorists. These were the first two names of terrorists that they gave in their early outing. And then today they go on like they're above being terrorists. You see what I mean? And call African people by name, bad names and all that. And they are the one that, now, my friends, think about what I'm saying here. Now, these are the things that they are apologizing for. And a place like the church must be blameless and for Christ and stuff like that. So what they're telling you about Christ clearly is not anything that is close to being the truth. All right? Because in the first place, Palestine was not a place of Indo-European people. They are nomads that's over there, all right, and make trouble. That's right. But with their little education that they have, I'm telling you, they can get in there and, you know, sweet and nice and come out and like black people not aware. I mean, come on. Look, so it goes on. Abuses during the Crusades, the coercion of the Inquisition, disrespect for cultures and faith in the course of evangelization, affronts to women, races, and ethnic groups, and abuses of the rights of individuals. Think about those stuff, man. All right? And it's the church. This occurrence I'm telling you about 1,000 years ago, and these people and this city, you see, live on the steppes. They don't have dwellings. They don't have agriculture. They never started that. They got it from us. So they behave like they are the ones, the founder of everything. But they didn't dredge the river that started civilization, though. And who started the civilization? Right in the river valley of Mesopotamia, Egypt, India, and China. They're not a part of civilization. But they now want to, fool everybody. They think they're wise, too wise. So wise that they can fool everybody, that they are the one who start everything. Now, I'm telling you, this is where crossroads, this is the crossroads. If you don't decide to learn the historic truth and you want to read the Bible, whatever I tell you about, you know, the four rivers and stuff like that, and this is all that account to reading in the Bible, homosexual account to reading in the Bible. Unless you get serious about this, you're going to die believing in what the Bible, the Sodomite, them write. No, I am glad that I was able to see things for what I am reading and not what I was believing. Believing is definitely our prerogative. Nobody else's. And to make people tell you that you need to believe this, because if you don't believe this, you have no reward and all this kind of stuff. Tell these sodomite fucking white people to go back where they come from and go breed up themselves and do whatever they want on their term over there, but take their fucking self off our premises, our land. We have time for the tornadoes to fix their business. That's right. Possibly when they're fucking ass. Okay? It's time to get serious about this. Right? And to get it serious, it's not about closing up these fucking ass people that spreading their fuckery all over the African territory. That is the truth. That is the truth. Now, thank you for tuning into the program. I know I'm a little late, but I'm giving you the juice. I'm giving you the juice because it's the word. You know, even in the Bible, it is telling you and emphasizing the reality of the word. And even if a drunkard tell you the truth, it is the truth. Just take the truth and leave the drunkard alone. What they're saying in the Bible, a lot of truth is in there that you can extract and take out. But none, not in the creation story, though. Not in the creation story. If you can find something in the creation story, it wouldn't be the creation story itself. Because there's nothing in the creation story that leads one to historic truth. So, reading and finding out the energy in the world, that's what you must hold on to. Okay? And don't let nothing but nobody fool you. I mean, nobody at all. When I speak, I am not speaking to people to believe what I'm saying. I am driving them to go look and find out something. Now, if I meant you good, well, that's what I do. If I'm trying to get something from you, well, I can't hit you too hard because you won't give me anything or enough. But I am not for none of those things. I'm not talking with any expectation that I'm going to get any favors from anybody. You know? I mean, if anything, you say I am in more danger talking. I love it. I love it. Because when I read the lies in the World History textbook, I know that the World History textbook, not lying about that. Not lying about these white people. Science, report, and everything makes a clear picture of these white people, where they're coming from, and how they love sex and run into all kind of human crutches and stuff like that. And wherever it benefits, and they find out, oh, you know, it can benefit them. All right, they're gone for it. And this is exactly where we are. They use that little nucleus of knowledge and affect the African people. It's just like that girl they were you probably will remember these two young girls in the Olympics, and one of them realized that she may not be able to defeat her challenge. So what she did was stage an attack on that girl, I guess must be to hit her with a bat on her knee or on her ankle and damage her. This is what is going on. These white people have, you know, use psychological ploy on the black people. When black people, you know, just like they say, Adam and Eve in the garden, they write all of those things. So you have to understand the kind of folks that we're dealing with. You can't fool around with them because they have a lot of clever. But they only go so far up. They only go so far up. Okay? If we become who we are, knowledgeable, there's no way, there's nothing they can do. There's nothing they can do to us. They will not come close to us. You see what I mean? Base of ignorance. What they have been doing is the base of ignorance. World War I, World War II, and all these kind of things. You read about Trump, he and his friend and woman
and child trafficking and all these kind of stuff. See how you treat the children, them at the border and all these kind of things, right? And here, black people are sitting with them, talking about voting rights. Instead, black people talk about asserting their own government that's been here long time. It never gone away. When they come here and kill our government. And see, because we disappear off the scenery of articulating who we are, you know, they do something to us. Why, I could grow up all of my life and it was Christmas all the time. They've done something to us. And why I could, you know, my mind would never think of anything but, you know, vacuous nonsense. But I was there struggling in myself, want to live good. But I only know now what it is to live good. I know now. And it's not easy. You see, when your mind gets messed up, no. It's like falling out of love. How you fall back into love. You know what I mean? So what they have done with us is something that is not. It's not forgivable. White people have done to the black people, it's not forgivable. Straight up. But they want to make you feel like, oh, we are begging them for report or something of this sort, for them to pay us back something. That's not what we are supposed to be after. We must be after establishing our own government and tell these people to go back where they come from. Instead of allowing them to enjoy what they are doing. And we are on the side trying to help them. That's what they want. We have our own government. Why do we need this among us? History don't say we need them. History says they can't be among us because exactly what is going on now is what will happen. History says that. And Deuteronomy 28 will tell you some of that too. Because some good things in the Bible if you go to the right places. All right. Thank you for tuning into the program. I'm telling you what is the truth, and a truth that lives forever. These white people and their education will not stand because they incorporate their function on oaks and characters that never exist. And what they have as AD Anadamani, it you know what? It's just invalid. Just put it like that. AD Anadamani is invalid, and if you bring it up to them, they will not be able to stand up and defend themselves. It's written in the world, it's the textbook. You see? So when they want to come here and talk about, it is because they're fuckers of ass. They don't care about vagina. So they don't have a perspective on social order. Because remember, they couldn't make up the social order. They only come out and behaving like they are civilized after they learn from the African hybrid people. That's it. That's what it is. And if we are ready to open the book on them, they'll run. No joke about that. They will run. It doesn't matter what they can do. They learn from us. They weren't doing it 2 million years before. Okay? Now let me go back to my center. Okay. Let me play a little interlude here. And summer, the autumn leaves are falling, right? Let's hear the autumn leaves are falling here.
falling leaves drift by the window. The autumn leaves of red and gold. I see your lips, the summer kisses, the sunburned hands I used to hold. Since you went away, the days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter's song. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall. Soon I'll hear old winter's song, but I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall.
Okay, now let's get to this segment here that I call the synopsis, and the headline here is of 509 BC coup, king overthrow, pope and emperor prove mad uncivilized sodomy. Now, what I have been talking about, the white people, and I've been talking about it for quite a while. Now, I know the truth is going to be realized because things are going bad everywhere, you know, provides a open door for people to pay attention to reality. You see what I mean? So, this is another episode of 509 BC coup, king overthrow, pope and emperor prove mad and uncivilized sodomy. That's what they are. Running out of substance, options, and with desire to not lose power. Yes, so running out of substance and options and with no desire to lose their power and supremacy on or about 1220 AD. Emperor Frederick II convened a tribunal to formulate and establish legislation for violent oppression. My friends, will you ever understand what I am saying to you? This reading begins at the time when these white people were participating into polytheism activities as though they were a part of the system, of the civilized system, right? Because where they began to get the civilized change is among the African people as they walk out of Africa into Asia and walk going towards the Bering Bridge into Americas and different places. That was when these white people made connection with the African people and begin to interbreed up with some of them. And they did it enough on what they call Sipi, because Sipi, what is Sipi? It's not like, you know, a settlement of some kind where you have, you know, people live around and stuff. No. Sipi is more like agricultural terrace or something like that. You see? So these white people are, without any equivocation, they're not coming from anywhere. And why should we be obligated to say that? Because they are showing off themselves now that they have our wealth. And because they are so uncivilized, they're not sensitive to the social effect that they are carrying in the world at all. You see what I mean? Because they get to the point where they think that they can fuck us, they can make law, they can force black people to do anything they want. That's what they think. So they invent emperor. They invent pope and say the vicar of Christ. And they are right. When they say the pope is the vicar of Christ, they are 100% right. Because when I tell you that Jesus is a mafia, Jesus is a sodomy character, it's true that we happen to think that Jesus is a savior in some kind. But none of that not true. None of what we are thinking is true about Jesus. Because why would they have to push aside the Batman, who would be more fitting for them to say, come to save souls? But they would have to fix the prophecy. The prophecy do not what they're writing at the Genesis, New Testament. It don't fulfill none of what the Old Testament say. Right? And yet still, because we are not standing up the clarity of words and words that we are following in the Bible, these folks just do anything they want. You see that? How can they make legislation with penalty of death against the African people if you don't accept their church? So now you see all the things we are reading about is only making sense when we talk about the background of these white people and the interbreeding that they did, that although they developed this higher academic, but they still want to fuck us. And sex is the only energy that controls the human intelligence. But then when you don't have the reproductive energy, then you don't have no real good life at all. And that's what happened to these white people. They have intellect and they can do a lot of things, administrate a lot of things, and cause economic success. Yes, but they are still sodomites. And that destroys civilized world. You understand that?
with the support of Pope Honorius III and Gregory IX, legislation were made and passed to have ancillary organizations execute the punishment of heretics, non-believer black people, against the ecclesiastical empire. Who are they? The Roman Empire. You see? So this is the setup that they had. Now, you see any government, any autonomous and valid government they are doing here? And they say they're making laws on their own? They're a part of that. The Pope, they don't hide that. They're a part of that. And the history condemns, even the Bible condemns it. And you want to tell me we are having a problem with all this? In general, the legislation provided for penalties of death, banishment, and confiscation of property. Black people hear all these stuff. What do they really think about? You hear me here talking about this. What do they think about it? The papacy created the rules of engagement for the Inquisition, which the practitioner Inquisition them applied arbitrarily. So that's about what I have to tell you today. That's what I have to tell you today, and I hope heard well, and that I made sense to you. And know that is whatever we are thinking, we will become, okay? So I say things are happening, and I hope you will be a part of the time to stop the madness and enjoy your life the way it's supposed to. Take care. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.